How are you?
Good. How you doing, Tony?
I know that's like I got to tell my boys all the time. Stop bouncing a basketball. I'm trying to work.
Well, she doesn't bounce basketballs, but she does hide Easter eggs.
Hey, we just had State Representative Mark Meadows on the program to get his reaction. He voted against the House's approval of the tax reform. Tell us what you know about this story.
Well, the Democrats all voted en masse against Governor Rick Snyder's tax reform plan yesterday. You know, the Democrats really took the angle that this is a tax increase, that when you take away tax exemptions for working families and for seniors and for people with children, that this is a tax increase. Now, you know, one of the arguments that was made by a representative up in the Upper Peninsula was, hey, listen, I've been taking the earned income tax credit as a poor person myself for years, for the 3 years, I guess, that it's been around. And I've always taken it as that I'm taking away somebody's money. And so I'm okay with letting the state no longer claim this earned income tax credit. It was kind of a different argument. But in the end, you know, there were some Republicans who voted against it because they're in competitive districts, but by and large, it was the Republicans who had to get it through.
You know, Kyle, I sense from listening to Mark Meadows that he understood the cuts that were being made in all the other areas, but he thinks business is getting too much. Perhaps if they would have gotten half as much as they're getting, or maybe a little bit more, but that they are benefiting too much. Do you sense that?
Well, I know that's the argument that's making. You know, the reason is because businesses are going to get a $1.73 billion tax cut out of this whole thing. I mean, small businesses are no longer going to have to pay extra outside of, you know, the income that they make, that they claim on their personal income tax. So this is going to be a big change for them, and they really see this as kind of a tax giveaway. It's a gamble on the part of Republicans. It's a gamble on the part of Governor Rick Snyder that this will bear fruit, you know, that this will create jobs. I mean, nobody's, you know, guaranteeing it. There's just kind of this hope. In fact, it was said on the House floor yesterday when this thing passed that this is a gamble. This is a gamble that this is going to improve the economy. And that's, you know, the reality of the situation. I mean, maybe it will kind of spur the economy more. Maybe it doesn't really make a difference. But, you know, Governor Snyder is really, you know, putting his chips down in improving the state's economy on this plan right here.
All right, Kyle Malin is the editor. Go to mirsnews.com. Thanks, Kyle. Enjoy your weekend.
Hey, you too. Thanks a lot, Tony.